Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're halfway into this Friday transmission, 26th day of June 2009. All freedom lovers should be in attack formation because we got incoming big capital ships. The New World Order are bombarding the Republic. Open, giant, complete takeover of all industry, your homes, private property. The carbon takeover, the carbon tax takeover is in full swing. The debate ends in about 1 hour. They're set to vote on it coming up at 6 o'clock Central this evening. They say 6 to 7 coming up tonight. So we'll be watching this nightmare as it unfolds. Also, the next big attack salvo, we got that torpedo cruiser coming in firing at us. Itself a total martial law takeover, but the enemy's doing overkill. All these new bureaucracies and new powers. So they can slice it up between themselves. And so it's not just one dragon we got to slay, but a multi-headed hydra. Total Federal Reserve dictatorship admitted by the news. They say it's good, ruling everything from a hot dog stand to a beauty salon, to a car dealership, to a shopping mall, to a factory. I'm going to go over that. And Ed Bernanke, Ben Bernanke, up on C-SPAN saying Congress has no authority to regulate money. Well, that's Article 1, Section 8. You're congenital, degenerate, criminal, and you need to be arrested. You're a liar as well. So we're taking your calls right now. Appreciate everybody holding. I'll cut calls for 20, 30 minutes, and then I'm getting back into this big Bernanke thing. And you want me to hear me talk about Michael Jackson? Okay, I'll talk about Michael Jackson for you. You don't care your whole birthright's being stolen. You want to worry about some drug addict pedophile? Fine, we'll talk about drug addict pedophiles coming up as well. But you're not going to like what you hear. I know a lot of you are fans of him. And I'm not saying the guy didn't have some music that was, I guess, okay. Kind of retarded, but you know, the point is, I'm sorry. I mean, the point is, I knew this guy was a nerd when I was 8 years old. And all the other kids were running around with gloves on their hands. I wouldn't be caught dead with one of those. Does anybody have any style out there anymore? But anyways, the point is, that's some James Brown, baby. That's some good stuff. No, but I feel good. All right. Living in America with bureaucrats ruling over you, baby. So they can play some James Brown. I can sing to it for you like I did last week. All right, let's go ahead and, or how about some Jimi Hendrix? Hey Jude, I shot my woman down, shot her down. Like, cue that up. Let's play some of that later. All right, listen, the battle is now. Call these criminals in Congress, tell them no. 800-833-6354, 800-833-6354. I'll give you more detail. No one can read the bill. We only have an earlier version that was one-tenth as long. Or no, that'd be, I don't know, it was 200 pages. Now it's over 1,300. So, yeah, basically, a tiny fraction, and it was bad enough. And now it's just unbelievable. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the air.
Well, good morning, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex, you know, toward hitting these bastards where it really hurts, a movie totally exposing and ripping the cover off of pedophilia in the United States, as is practiced by much or most of these higher echelons of the New World Order, as well as throughout the world, this is a practice. It only gives power and more power to evil, and evil grows through it, and that's kind of an involved process, but that's the way that it turns out.
Yeah, hurting the innocents, better you tie a millstone around your neck than hurt one of these little ones.
Yeah, I think it would be a multi-
I'd volunteer to tie the millstones around their neck all day long.
I really think it would be a multi-megaton blast of truth and exposure upon this highly evil practice, which, you know, like I say, it just is one of their main energizers. It's what really gives them that demonic ability of having
it's
no
their
conscience.
Treat. It's their treat.
Yeah, it's their treat. It's their dessert.
It's their sacrament.
That's right.
I'd like to give them a sacrament of a bullet between the eyes. They have a jury of their peers, of course. Or you just hang them. We'll be right back. Thank you, Mark. I'm going to hurry through your calls when we get back. Stay with us.
This is
is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We have got to defeat the New World Order. We've got to get angry. We've got to get focused. We've got to decide that it's good and wholesome to hate tyranny and corruption and people telling you how to live and what to do. They got all these excuses, all these reasons. They're a pack of criminal, degenerate liars. And man, folks, you can't be decadent and slack-jawed and giggle and snicker anymore. You're already losing your jobs and everything's going to hell in a handbasket, and they got carbon taxes to shut down everything further. And Federal Reserve takeovers and federal takeovers of all water in all the states. I mean, this is happening. Attacks on the Fourth Amendment, the Second, the First. Let's blitz through calls. I'm getting into the other outrages and back into the climate bill. Being debated. Debate closes down in the next hour. Going to vote on it then in the next 3 hours after that. Sometime, they said, between 6 and 7 Eastern. So, I guess 5 and 6 Central, to be technical. But you never know with their chicanery. They've been changing bill numbers. Nobody's read the bill. It was 200 pages a week ago. It's 1,300 yesterday. They said they added 300 more last night. Nobody can see the thing. That is... But there's been miracles before. It's set. They say it's very close, but probably going to pass. But they're such liars, who knows what that means. It's just like 3 years ago, they started trying to pass amnesty bills for the next year and a half. And the third time they said, it's not an amnesty bill, but the bill's secret, you can't see it. And God bless him, Senator Sessions, he's not perfect, but he did release the bill. He got in trouble for it under Senate rules, supposed to keep that secret from the slaves. And it wasn't just amnesty. It was legalizing all illegal alien felons. They could bring in limited members of their family. Just total amnesty, pardons, clemency, whatever you want to call it. Worse than amnesty. And then we barely beat that. So, see, they wanted to get the border broken so before the economy imploded, because they knew once it imploded, it'd be harder to go ahead and get rid of the border. Now that's in trouble for them. They got their gun bills, and they got it controlled by the Democrats. And they're trying to pass bills to let the Attorney General ban any guns he wants, whatever he wants. And bills to shut down gun manufacturers and gun stores and private transfer to your friends and to put you on a no-fly list, no-gun-buy list, no judge, no jury, no record. I mean, cyberbullying bills to openly ban free speech. I mean, we're just getting hit here. They're making their move, man. We're at the Alamo. The enemy's coming up over the walls. It's time to be swinging your rifle, folks. It's time to be swinging that Kentucky long rifle. I mean, this is it. We're not even in gunshot range anymore. It's bayonets. It's swords. It's they're in among us. It's it. I mean, they're saying secret police, foreign troops, NORTHCOM openly to use troops on the U.S. citizens. They're coming in at every angle. This is it. And this is just beginning. You think the battle's heated up now with their ships up against us, with their cannons blasting full range at us, and we're sitting here and half our people don't even know we're in a fight of our lives. They want to know about Michael Jackson, some freak, some drug addict freak. It's been obvious that guy's been in a daze. Like Jaron Nyhart said, it's like the last 20 years he's been on heroin or opium on his Ferris wheel. He's a sad, pathetic person. It doesn't matter. It's a perfect distraction right now. He was shooting up a variant of opium. A variant of morphine. I mean, you could tell that guy's on TV. Hi, And you'd see him on TV with his nose with like plastic on it, like flapping in the wind. I mean, that's power. That's the world. That's being so insecure you have your face chopped up 100 times. Probably more. All you women, all you men that feel inadequate and buy all the media hype, all of it. It's all lies. It's all builds. It's all soul-killing garbage to neutralize you so you don't have a desire to control your own destiny. You think I care I got sunspots or my hair's falling out? I'm tempted to just cut my hair off and walk around in sackcloth. I never knew what that meant when I was reading that in the Old Testament. It's about getting humble and stop caring about the crap. Because I don't want to turn into Michael Jackson. And all culture's turning into him. You know, all these decadent Hollywood people that aren't centered, it's a blessing that they rot. It's a blessing they die. Because their decadence and evil is finally brought to an end. Death's the great equalizer. Those of us that love God and honor and decency, we're not afraid of death. Because we're beyond all your worldly crap. The only reason I don't want to die is I want to continue fighting you as long as I can stay here. Whatever the cost, I'm committed. And God knows I'm committed. That's why I'm protected to some extent. But it may become God's will at some time that I water the tree of liberty. And if that is the will of God, it will happen. And the New World Order hates it that we're committed. And they hate it that we don't believe in their God of destruction and tyranny and disease and pain. We believe in the God of strength and will and honor and wholesomeness and goodness. Green fields and the stars in the night, evidence of his handiwork. The God of creation and of living water, not your God of weakness. We're not afraid of death because we're so alive. We realize that it's all part of God's plan and we go on. And you fear death and you should, because for you, there is eternity. Your soul, your spirit, your essence will be with yourself. And that is hell. Hell is what you love, and it's what you get. All right, I said I'd take calls. I'm out of control today. Stuart and Mass, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
The absurdity is a killer, isn't it? Everything is so absurd, man. It's just, it's crazy. I was going to say you hide the fact that you are a Zionistic, Jew-hating, Vatican assassin, bigoted CIA MI5 reptile assassin pretty well. I just wanted to bring some humor in. Huh?
No, and I'm also from Planet Pop-Tart, but the issue is that's all a worldly diversion. Let's say I'm the worst person in the world. I'm not. I'm for real, and people know that. That's why we've been successful. Some of those that are deceived can't see it, and they get actually upset by me because they've got their own issues that they need to rectify, and I actually feel sorry for my enemies more and more. But the issue is that none of us are perfect, but having guts is good, and guts is enough, as they say, and I agree with that in Full Metal Jacket. Taking action, getting out of the lukewarm into the hot or cold, choosing a side. But regardless, my fruits are good, and I'm here awakening people to the false reality. Now, what they find or what they see, after they've been awakened is another thing. And people lead down rabbit trails. They wake up, but only for a time, and then die, you know, in their awakening. Other people, you know, wake up, but then get seduced and decide to join evil. And some people wake up and then just get more and more knowledge, more and more understanding. But go ahead.
Hey, you use parables a lot. And
what I was doing was...
I got a bit of a parable. This is for the police. Because, I'm sick of the whole some of the police are good, and maybe some of them are. But, you know, what if I were to say, you know, I'm going to join the mafia. And the mafia is bad, but I'm going to take some of that money. I'm going to take that money that I get from robbing and stealing and killing, and I'm going to give it to the poor and help some old ladies out. You know what I'm saying? That's almost what it's like to me. And, you know, all these police out there, you know, and even the congressmen that are now waking up. I mean, you know, like you said, we're at the brink now. So all these congressmen that, yeah, they're finally waking up. You know what I got to say to them? And I'm sorry, maybe I sound a bit pessimistic, but... thanks for nothing, man, because there's a lot of people like me out here. You know, I'm not famous or anything, but there's a lot of people like me out here. Our lives are ruined. My future is shot. And the thing that kills me is when I calculate in my brain everything that you talk about, all these issues, so much damage has been done that even if the people stand up right now, today, this very second, which we're not going to, and turn things around, the damage that has been done to this country is so bad that I believe that it's going to be a long time before things get better. You know, with 1 in 150 kids, you said it's probably closer to 1 in 75 being autistic now. What kind of a future do we have with a generation like that that's going to grow up and take over? When I was in high school, I knew when my generation took over, we were going to be in big trouble. I can't even imagine when the kids growing up now take over, but... I guess that's all I have to say, and have a good day, Alex.
God bless you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Yeah, we have to learn to recognize evil and be able to deal with it and face it down. We have to be able to do that. I'm going to come back and take more calls, and then I've got that Federal Reserve news. The video we're going to be playing for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers coming up here in just a few minutes. You know... and every time I have success reaching out to people, that's then proof that I'm bad. Well, the fact is what matters is my fruits. The fact is I'm here not compromising, telling the truth, fighting the New World Order. And I believe what I'm saying, and I do the best job I can to fight these forms of tyranny over the minds and souls of men and women. But every time I mention that we're on XM 3 hours on Saturdays, people go, oh, my God, you're evil. Oh, my God, that means you're bad. No, that means that they know I have a giant audience, so they're kind of putting their toe in the water, putting me on, because even a lot of the people that are in that company, though it's owned by globalists, I'm sure, realize what's going on because I've talked to some of them. So they're taking a risk to put me on, and then even me talking about it may even get us kicked off, and then that'll please people out there, of course, who don't want to beat the New World Order. But we're on XM Channel 165, Saturdays, 5 to 8 p.m. Central. XM Channel 165, Saturdays, 5 to 8 p.m. Central. And they might be putting us on 5 days a week in the near future. So that's another little victory right there.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother and the National ID. Yeah, they got their cashless society control grid going into place, their carbon tax grid, their Patriot Act compliance grid. Total bondage. And private interests own the whole police state and environmental grid as they force the whole economy through bureaucracy into their hands. This is 21st century tyranny. Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Craig in New York. Craig, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, just one little thing. You were talking about the lifted prophet's body. It was Joseph that was lifted out of Egypt during the Exodus. But anyway, I work in the office right now that I'm done teaching, And I noticed doing international shipping, they're starting to put SDR value on all the packages on the U.S. Postal Service. It has an exchange rate about 4 to 1 to dollar. And I had never seen that before. Too bad Chapman isn't on. I have no idea when they started that.
Well, for those that don't know, they're not just issuing SDRs. They've created a bunch of other special global currencies that are above physical or paper money level that are just exchanged between banks. So they've already made the world currency, and that's already operating, and they admit they are. Now they're setting up the new bank of the world that will regulate every facet of our lives through the carbon tax, through the regional Federal Reserve banks, and through the other systems. But I didn't know that they were already on international shipping. You're saying they've already stopped having it in dollar denominations, and it's in SDRs?
I think it's an exchange rate. Obviously, if you were, let's say, the Prison Planet store would send something to Canada, and you use the U.S. Postal Service for shipping, you would pay with your credit card or whatever you use, let's say $18, and it's for $80 value. The value isn't converted for SDRs, I assume, for accounting purposes.
Amazing. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're telling me they're already officially converting not to euros or not to loonies or not to pounds, like it'll say on the back of a paperback book or a hard book, hardcover, $12 U.S., $14 Canadian. You're saying now it's got SDR.
Well, as of a week ago, $80 equaled exactly $25.04 in SDRs. And anyone could do it. I have to send out these packages, and anyone could go USPS, send something to Canada. And that's what you're dealing with. It's right there on the front.
Hey, do me a favor. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Call Tim in here, please. Go get him right now. Look, I remember 2 years ago, because I'm an employer, and I have the Texas Employment Commission. You know, they come and arrest you if you don't fill out all these forms on your employees and be tracked by them, and then they report to the Department of Labor. And it said you don't report to Department of Labor anymore. It said you report to this North American Union agency. And the state said no longer report to us, you report to this. It's a quasi-governmental group. So, and then Jerome Corsi did a story on it, WorldNet Daily, and in Human Events. So it's really happening. But I'm going to ask our shipping guy if right now on air. You know, the other day I called my wife in here to talk to Webster Tarpley in Italian and French. She was going, I can't hear him. And I wonder why she was talking over him, and her headset wasn't plugged in. So my wife's sitting there not even able to talk to Tarpley, but I think they still had somewhat of a conversation with me saying, how do you say this? How do you say that? Hey, Tim, we just had a caller saying that when he ships UPS to Canada, it's no longer saying a loonie conversion or a pound conversion. It is a SDR. You know, that's those new international bank special reserve drawing rights.
Okay.
Special drawing rights is this new made-up global currency. See, because they're going to skip right past world currencies to directly the biometrics. You thumbprint, you face scan, and then it's whatever your regional currency is. It can even be a MasterCard. That's why they're now having Wells Fargo get the illegal aliens without IDs. They give them a card, then the government accepts that to get a driver's license. So it's just everything will be a card. Private corporations can issue cards. Everything will be money because it'll all be tied to your face scan thumbprint. So it won't matter. But can you check into what he was saying? Do you know anything about that, Tim?
No, I've not heard about that. I will check into it right now.
Well, I mean, just see what he's saying on the printout. There's the conversion. That when he's shipping something to Canada, there's the cost. Maybe I should have kept him on, and then it's now saying SDR.
I will look into that. On ours, it shows, I'm pretty sure it's U.S. dollars, but
I don't understand, or maybe he's talking about the Postal Service, not check our postals, because we just pay UPS here in dollars, and then it goes
right
up there.
Exactly, yeah, because I know when we ship to Canada, they go to the, Canada's the one of the countries that they go to two central hubs.
Yeah, because they search everything.
Exactly.
So it's such a free country, yeah.
Yeah.
So free, they tear through every package with pleasure and smash the goods half the time. And wear little black Nazi outfits. Just freedom everywhere. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Thank you so much, Tim. There goes Tim Frugier here in the office. He hadn't drunk enough fluoride. Soon, though, he'll love the New World Order. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
People come and go. Our lives are out, like a candle. May you bury me under the old apple tree so I may touch your sweet lips again. Yeah, the seasons don't fear the reaper.
Seasons don't fear the reaper. Nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
But to see a republic fall, and to see it fall to scientific tyranny, to see the rending and tearing, the draw and quartering of my beloved nation, it's very, very painful. All right, thank you for joining us. I want to go back to your phone calls, but I need to go ahead and get in to the news dealing with the outlandish criminal behavior of the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve, and then a recap of the global climate bill, because when I say global, it's to pay taxes internationally to a private new bank of the world. In fact, let's see that debate right now going on in C-SPAN for a moment. Here's a Democrat saying how great it is.
And you and I have had discussions on, I certainly like to know how that is done, particularly in view of the fact that 94% of the 500 largest global corporations use derivatives for risk management.
Gentlemen, to reclaim my time, you and others have expressed concern about this issue, and this matter will be determined by the work of the Financial the Financial Services Committee and the Agricultural Committee.
That's Weasel Waxman.
And once they agree on the issue, that's within their jurisdiction.
You know, that's another good point.
30 seconds.
We're going to be popping in throughout the next hour and a half we have left in transmission. I may even go into overdrive today talking about this, because there's only a few talking points the Democrats have. It's, this will give us millions of jobs. This will kickstart the economy. No, it's a managed economy, $2,500 to $2,800 per person to start with. We can't see the whole bill. That's the old bill. It's 5-6 times and growing longer. Hundreds of pages being added today secretly. Nobody can see it. What's in there is a global carbon tax, satellite tracker boxes in the cars, the tax you by the mile, huge taxes on electricity, gasoline, oil, plastics, everything made from it, home inspections federally. Other bills racing through, like the Clean Water Restoration Act, total federal jurisdiction over every square foot of the U.S. for above or below ground water. Everything's got water under the ground. Total control. No more Bill of Rights. Come on your property without warrants. New bureaucracies being set up. And don't forget who invented all of this. It was Enron. Enron came up with the carbon trading scheme. Enron were the money laundering, drug dealing, scam artist fronts who would, in California, set up a fake energy trading company and give the state reps tours that came out in the news of computers hooked up to fake algorithms with fake trading. They just set the prices every day and would rip people off during that one summer, back in 2001, 2002, for a couple billion dollars a week, extra money they were stealing just in California, and it came out in their memos. They would turn the power off for a few hours because their memos said, not having power creates the perception of artificial scarcity. So then when we turn the power back on and tell them it's going to cost three or four times, they'll believe it. This is the criminals, just like diamonds are actually semi-precious, but they control where they're dug out, and governments control them with payoffs through the De Beers and Oppenheimers. And so they are truly scarce in Main Street, but in the real world they're not. Same fraud. Turn their power off, they'll accept higher prices. Same thing the IMF and World Bank have been caught doing in their own memos. BBC reported back in 2002, all over the world, when they take over a third world country, they turn the water, turn the power off for a while to jack up prices and then to also cause rioting. So the people will accept higher prices. Because if they triple prices, then when they cut them back by half, they've still accepted an increase. See, it's all psychological games that are being played with you. But, so you tune in randomly, they're talking about carbon taxes. And these are derivatives.
Work in this legislation, I seek clarification of two provisions in Section 788 of the bill relative to the forest lands and forestry sector. Specifically on page 198, line 14 of the bill, I'd like to know if the agricultural sector language includes forest lands and forestry sector. Also on page 199, line 22 of the bill, I'd like to know, does the term projects include sustainable forest practices such as avoided deforestation agreement?
I want to thank the gentleman for his work in improving the definition of biomass in this bill and ensure him that just as with many USDA conservation programs, forest land fully qualifies for this energy incentive program, and it's our intent that it be included in this section.
That's both enough from that punk. And again, you've seen them grab GM, grab Chrysler, and then they openly on the open market say, give campaign contributions to the Democratic Party. This is on record. And you might get to keep your dealership open. You got a $15 million, a $5 million dealership. Those are two cases that have been covered in Congress in Minnesota. Two different dealerships. And they said, no, you're Republicans. You don't get to keep them open. Give us your list. Move out. We own it. You're done. 90-year-old dealership in one case. This is just mafia. And if you're a globalist company, you can do whatever you want. But if you're not, it's over for you. And so it's 1,300 plus pages, and they say they added 300 more. So we're not, the bills they're just now seeing and getting, because they're about to vote on it, we're not even allowed to see this. And Congress no way can read all of it, and they're adding more every minute. And notice, I've been watching this, and I've seen Congress, watched Congress a lot. Republicans aren't even being given the copies. They're going, what's in it? We don't know. And the Democrats, who are about to vote for it, they say, well, let me check my district, because it's all sorts of scams and control, where you got to go to the imperial lords locally and make payoffs to even be able to do business. This is just mafia control. So the Democrats are the few getting up going, well, I'm going to vote for it, but does this take all the land in my district for you? Well, only a little bit of it. Bob, we're going to leave you alone for now. Just let us skin these bastards, all right? I mean, this is hardcore. Give these creatures a call right now. 1-800-833-6354. 1-800-833-6354. Call these criminals. Call their home districts as well. And tell their secretaries and people, just say, I'm going to come do whatever it takes to get you out of office, you criminal. And mainly the Democrats. Call the Democrats. They got a lot of whore Republicans. You can Google, Republican says he's going to vote for climate bill, greenhouse bill. And you'll find that, you know, you'll see a whole bunch of articles with the ones that are out there pushing it. Call those little creatures up. And stand up to them. Up on Infowars.com, up on screen, we'll put up the numbers for everybody for you as well. So, all right, let me go ahead and get into this now, and then I'm going to get back into that. And I'm going to take calls for the rest of the show after this, but I hope listeners want to talk about the climate bill, which you find out is 1,300 we know, 3,000 added, but not the exact number, but it's probably going to be 1,600 to 800 pages. Just like they didn't read the Patriot Act before passage. They wouldn't allow it. 1 hour before passage, they released the full bill. And then the next day on the Internet released it. I mean, that right there, they can't pass this. But we got to do it, or the earth is going to, the polar bears are all going to drown, and the cities. I mean, I've seen the newscast. I sent you guys a Discovery Channel Monday, but we never played it, where they're going, Houston will flood, everyone will die, they've got to build a dome city over Houston, or we're all dead. In fact, people don't believe me. Just Google dome city over Houston for global warming, and we can at least put it on screen. We don't have time to play the newscast because I got too much to cover. I mean, it's like we're all going to die. They're teaching the kids we're all going to die. We got to reduce world population. We got to pay 80% taxes. We got to work as slaves for the government, where the kids are learning to grow gardens during 1 hour of school, and then that's sold by the school for money for the school. The service is for service to the state. And it all sounds reasonable, oh, how sweet the kids are growing tomatoes. I mean, this is getting so sick. And I know why people get fooled by Glenn Beck. I was watching him yesterday here in the office, and he was admitting that the big oil companies, energy companies, and big banks are behind the global warming, that it's a big Enron scam. Totally true. Great guy. Until you realize he also says arrest 9/11 truthers, ban free speech, arrest Ron Paul supporters, there's no FEMA camp. See, they tell him what he can and can't say. I guess they're like, it's going to pass, don't worry. Go ahead and act like you're against it. And then, because what I hate is his going back and forth and him laughing at us. I'd love to love Glenn Beck. I'd love to love these guys. I just know it's a load of baloney. Because all of Rupert Murdoch's other companies, Rupert Murdoch admits, we played the video here, he put out a corporate press release showing all his movies, all his TV shows, and all his news articles saying global warming's real. And it's going, hi, I'm Rupert Murdoch. We're going to have a global tax, and I believe in it. And here's what I've been doing to make sure that happens. And then at Davos, he admits he tries to manipulate. So then they have this one guy, Beck, doing it to kind of just grab the audience of patriots. Oh, it's just sick. Okay. Let me go ahead and kind of prepare myself and get into this, because I know this needs to go mega viral, this video. Because I know everything we do on this TV show ends up going mega viral, but I want this to go particularly mega viral. Let me focus for one moment and then launch into it, shifting gears mentally. Ron Paul has over 245 sponsors. If he gets 290, that is a absolute majority in the House that will pass a bill to audit the private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve that we didn't have till 1913. When Ron Paul and other congressmen are on TV saying audit the Fed or get rid of the Fed, he also has a bill to abolish it, they always say, well, how will we have taxes? How will America operate? How will we have money? How will the country survive? how will we be able to do anything? And Ron Paul's always at the Capitol, and he says, well, the Capitol I'm sitting in was built before we had the Federal Reserve. We didn't have an income tax till 1913 with the Federal Reserve to pay the private bank, and income tax wasn't but 1% until the 1950s. Not one red cent of the money paid to the IRS goes to run the country. That's all the other taxes. This is all taxes on the debt to the private banks that issue it through their holding company, the Federal Reserve. And the news just kind of moves on, knowing the public that's too complex for them. But the issue is, even if the Federal Reserve is good, which it's obviously not, it's not above the law. Congress isn't above the law. The courts aren't above the law. The president is above the law. The Congress is supposed to have oversight over the courts, over the president, and over the coining and issuance of money and finance. Now, Congress has given up its authority over trade to the World Trade Organization. It's giving up its authority to the Federal Reserve right now. It did that first part of that with the October banker bailout that gave them secrecy and unlimited funds, and they stole in $14.8 trillion, according to Bloomberg. Now they want to set up a new Bank of the World, the Federal Reserve, the local governorship, same legislation, word for word, being passed in Europe right now. And so we're trying to audit the Fed. They're trying to fully take over anything connected to finance or that affects the economy. And they say in their own words, from a restaurant to a car dealership, from a factory to a private school. Total martial law, total control, just as the executive orders state, where the federal government can reorganize people into youth brigades or work brigades, take over land, take over transportation, take over manufacturing. All those illegitimate executive powers concentrated illegitimately in the presidency since the National Security Act of 47, expanded by each subsequent president, the forced inoculation laws, all of it. That's coming up next hour. Big news there. That has all been taken from the Congress and the courts, transferred illegitimately into the presidency, and now through the National Security Council and banking committees, transferred to the private Fed. And now they just want to make it official. Now, Bernanke got up yesterday before the House Banking Committee and was being questioned, and he said, look, you can't audit us, you can't look at us, or there will be a depression. So that's financial terrorism, just like in October. Pass my banker takeover bill or there'll be a depression. And then they went into behind closed committee, Senator Inhofe said, and other members of the House have come out and said, Brad Sherman on this show, not just on the House floor, and said that Paulson came in with a threat, taking orders directly from Ben Bernanke, but had Ben Bernanke with him, but it's come out in the memos that the threats are made by Paulson on behalf of Bernanke and former New York Fed Chairman Geithner, now Treasury Secretary, that there will be physical martial law if you don't do this. And that's why you're now seeing antagonism by the House towards him. Even though they're a bunch of crooks and thugs on average, they didn't like him coming in and saying, look, we'll just throw your butts out or arrest you. Just like the New York governor just said he'll arrest members of the legislature if they don't go vote the way he wants. That was in ABC News. Just, oh, he'll arrest them. See, everything is becoming crime world. You know, the velvet gloves tearing off the iron fist, and we're really seeing what it is now. Right out in the open for everybody. So, to continue here to the key, we're saying, hey, the Congress has the right to coin, print the money, control the currency, the issuance of currency and credit, control the banks. That's its job, to regulate that. And the Fed says no, that would be Congress seizing power dictatorially, when it's the private Federal Reserve that seized power. It was Congress that got bought off in 1913 with 11 senators voting on Christmas Eve at midnight, right before midnight when nobody's there. They come in and criminally pass the Federal Reserve Act. They're criminals. This was a coup. And that coup stayed in place, but kind of sat back so people wouldn't notice the takeover, and then crept out and took over. And they've done that now, and now they're mopping up. So when we come back after this quick break, I am going to play Bernanke saying Congress has no authority over the bank and saying nobody can audit them. You know, Greenspan's on record saying the Fed's above the law, nobody can audit it. And then I'm going to read to you from the Constitution, the Congress shall have the power to coin money, regulate the value thereof, foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. And then it goes on over the banks and everything else. So this little con artist, this little flim-flam man, this sleight-of-hand carnival magician, sits up there like he's fooling five-year-old school kids with his shoddy magic trick, saying, "Oh, you're not allowed to look at me. You're not allowed to audit me. You're not allowed to investigate me. You're not allowed to look into what I'm doing. It'll destroy America. Financial terrorism. It's going to destroy the economy if you don't give us NAFTA and GATT." Destroys the economy. "It's going to destroy the economy if you don't give us all these tax increases." Then they get the tax increases, destroys it further. "It's going to destroy the economy if you don't give us unlimited power. We're going to be nuked by Iraq. They have WMDs if we don't invade." Always conning, always lying, always scamming, always terrorizing the public. We're going to play this amazing video, the audio for radio listeners, the video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now, when we get back. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's 15 cents a day, folks. And you get all my films in super high quality, the live TV show every day, the Sunday show we're about to be doing out of this studio, and a lot more. By the way, Jason's going to be doing a Sunday show soon after me, so that should be interesting. It is all coming up. I'll break down the chutzpah, the bravado, the arrogance, the hubris, the corruption, the in-your-face arrogance of this creature when we get back, telling you he's God over Congress.
We have just received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement for all GCN listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands. The number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Thank you for joining us, continuing with Bernanke's arrogance. Think about it. Offshore banks openly running everything, hijacking the whole economy, engineering the collapse, They're pushing and paying off the Congress openly to have the new global carbon tax paid to them. And how dare the Congress talk about some transparency? Oh, if anybody knew what we were doing, we would go bankrupt. And then he lies and says, oh, we have a website. Everything's on record at the website. Just like Senator Sanders. He told Senator Sanders that a few months ago. It's in the new Obama film. And Sanders said, no, it's not. Tell me where the money went. He goes, oh, well, that part isn't there. That's a secret. So he lies and says, it's all public. And he goes, okay, well, where's the money? I won't tell you that. It's all public where the Federal Reserve and what our address is. Never been an audit. They have a joke audit of chairs and pencils, but not where the money goes. I'm not kidding. Of refrigerators and pencils and desks and chairs and water coolers and light fixtures. But it's just a holding company for the private banks. And then Bernanke gets up and, well, here's the video clip.
Fed officials purposely declined to consult with other federal financial regulators, and one email expressed concern that an SEC employee, quote, knows something is up. The Wall Street Journal reported that you and Mr. Paulson attended two weekly meetings of the Financial Stability Oversight Board and refused or declined to disclose the seriousness of the problems that were being faced by the Bank of America and Merrill Lynch at that time. What would you say to the majority of this Congress who has now co-sponsored, who have now co-sponsored the bill to require audits of the Federal Reserve? Do you feel that the Federal Reserve is operating with too much secrecy and too much refusal to disclose information that you have to other federal banking regulators?
The Federal Reserve has made enormous strides in the last year under my chairmanship to expand the information that we release. We release monthly information on all the various programs that we have. We've developed a website and a monthly report that involves all kinds of information. We think we are quite transparent. We are happy to work with Congress if they have further concerns about any of our programs. We are more than happy to work with you to make sure that you're comfortable, that they are well managed and are serving a public purpose.
Do you think it would cause problems for the Fed or for the economy if that legislation was to pass?
My concern about the legislation is that if the GAO is auditing not only the operational aspects of our programs and the details of the programs, but is making judgments about our policy decisions, that would effectively be a takeover of monetary policy by the Congress, a repudiation of the independence of the Federal Reserve, which would be highly destructive to the stability of the financial system, the dollar, and our national economic situation.
Thank you.
The Fed's independence, God forbid Congress control monetary policy. Here's the pocket constitutions we send out free with all the orders. Article 1, U.S. Constitution. Article 1, United States Constitution. Article 1, we the people. Ever heard of that? And then you got Section 8 right here. I'm going to read Section 8 to everybody here on air. These are the powers of Congress. To coin money, regulate the value thereof, and a foreign coin, and fix the standard of weights and measures. To provide for the punishment of counterfeiting, that'd be Bernanke, the securities and current coin of the United States. And it goes on. I mean, Congress has the power of the purse. That's why they vote for the bills and the funding. Oh, but God forbid anybody do that. We'll have a depression if we do. Bernanke, everybody's learning. You run a criminal group.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.